Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick filling in for John and Celeste this morning. Well, Election Day is less than 100 days away, and the Romney campaign is doing what it can to increase the buzz and the speculation around who Mitt Romney will pick as VP to fill out the vice presidential end of his ticket. Now listen to this cut.
We've got to get out of the game of Washington picking winners and losers in the tax code. Because what we do is we stifle that entrepreneur who has an idea, who might not have connections, but can actually have an idea and make a business and grow. We want to remove those barriers to opportunity. We want to remove those barriers to upward mobility. We want a system of entrepreneurs where we have true entrepreneurial capitalism, not this crony capitalism.
Now, the right conservatives are pushing hard for that man you just heard there, Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan, chairman of the Budget Committee. Now, how likely is Mitt Romney to go bold with a Paul Ryan pick and take the political risk that comes along with it? We're going to have that discussion. Joining us is Craig Gilbert, political reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, a man who knows Paul Ryan well. Also, of course, Politico senior writer Maggie Haberman and campaign expert, both on the line with us. Good morning to both of you.
Morning. Morning.
Craig, let me start with you from there in Wisconsin. What can you tell us about Paul Ryan and maybe his intentions? Republicans I talk to say Paul Ryan looks in the mirror in the morning and sees a future president. He's not alone, of course. Is that your sense of Paul Ryan and whether he might be interested in taking this risk?
Well, he was urged by some people to run for president in this last cycle. He declined, which was probably a wise thing to do. It was probably a little bit before his time. He has a big cheering section in the party. He's always downplayed his own sort of personal presidential ambition, but he obviously has huge ambitions. I mean, and certainly in a policy sense, he set out to really influence and direct the policy course of his party and has done so pretty impressively as an individual member of the House of Representatives. He is not talking very much about the vice presidency these days, but when he was talking about not running for president, he talked a lot about wanting to spend time with his family and the usual things you hear from candidates who aren't running nationally.
Maggie Haberman from Politico. Positives and negatives. Okay, first the positives. What are the big pluses for a Ryan pick from the perspective of conservatives? Why are they clamoring so hard now to get Paul Ryan on the ticket? What do they see?
A couple of reasons. I think that a lot of people think that Paul Ryan is essentially the future of the party. They think that he is articulating a vision. Again, it may be parts of it a controversial vision, but they feel like he is articulating a vision for how to deal with debt and entitlement reform. And this is really something that neither Mitt Romney nor President Obama is talking about on the trail. They think this is the most important task at hand as we go into the next couple of years. Number one. Number two, you know, Mitt Romney is still viewed sort of warily by a lot of conservatives. And so I think the hope is that he can help shore up that segment of the base with whom Romney is continuing to struggle and to sort of have to prove his bona fide. The negatives are obvious. The negatives are there's two negatives.
Well, before you hit the negatives, let's set this up because I'm going to ask you about those. Listen to Paul Ryan. No, it's quite all right because you're right onto it. But people are going to hear Paul Ryan, if he's picked, talk about something that could wind up being a negative. Listen to this.
The whole premise of our budget is to preempt austerity by getting our borrowing under control, having tax reform for economic growth, and preventing Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid from going bankrupt. That preempts austerity.
Maggie Haberman, the Ryan budget is his namesake. It cuts entitlement programs, turns Medicare essentially into, well, it's a dirty word in politics, but essentially into a voucher program, lowers taxes for the most wealthy and lowers corporate taxes. Paul Ryan got a lot of credit on the right for being bold, but that Ryan budget is not popular with swing voters. And if Mitt Romney picks him, he's not just supporting the Ryan budget. He's giving it a koala bear hug, two arms and two legs, right?
Well, that would be the concern that a lot of Republicans have. I mean, a lot of Republicans, as one person put it to me, voted for the budget. House Republicans voted for it. They've spoken openly about it, but they would at this point like it to go away because it's not particularly helpful for anybody in their general election fights, especially with seniors. Obviously, the proposed cuts to Medicare are of concern. Now, one thing that was eyebrow raising last week is Mitt Romney was giving a newly polished and different Trump speech, where he was focusing on different points of his 59-point economic plan, a senior aide to the candidate told reporters on his traveling plane that he still disagrees with the Medicare cuts in the Ryan budget. He would find the savings elsewhere. The person didn't say it on the record, but this is very clearly, I think, an attempt to sort of move away from it. So we don't have to, you don't have to see Romney hugging it quite the same way.
Craig Gilbert, let me turn to you about the risks for Paul Ryan. If he runs and wins, he's vice president. Great. If he loses, doesn't he miss out on being budget chairman at a time when Congress is going to do a rewrite, essentially, of the federal finances that he oversees, potentially for a generation? There's a risk for him personally. If he doesn't think Mitt Romney's a winner in this cycle, does he have to give up his plum spot in Congress?
Well, he doesn't necessarily have to give it up. There's actually a feature of Wisconsin law which permits him to stay on the ballot.
As congressman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I think it is, the question is whether he would have a lot less power as vice president than as House budget chair. I mean, he's in line after his chairmanship runs out because of the term limits that the Republicans impose. Most people expect him to become chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. Either way, I mean, he's already carved out this niche as really the single most influential Republican on fiscal matters. And so whatever he's going to be as vice president, he's probably not going to be that. I mean, he's going to be much more, a captive in some respects of the Romney White House. So obviously the vice president has its attractions, but he's it's got to be an awfully attractive proposition for him as well to remain where he is.
Well, is Mitt Romney looking for a reset here? If so, a reset to his campaign. If so, Paul Ryan or maybe Chris Christie might be the way to go. If you're looking for the safe choice, you've heard us talking about Rob Portman and other people like that. We will see. The right wants Paul Ryan. We'll see if they get him in the next couple of days. That was Maggie Haberman, senior political writer for Politico. Craig Gilbert, political reporter and Washington bureau chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Thank you.